Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I'm a dude. You know what that means? It means a lot of things. But one of the things it means is, on average, when you're comparing the sexes, I'm a lot hairier than the opposite sex. Dudes are hairier. Dudes generally have more body hair, right? Don't they? Like, on average, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you say on average, right? I don't think I'm talking out of turn saying that. And you might be wondering, why the fuck body hair is on my mind? Well, I'll tell you. I got asked a question the other day by a lady. So the question goes like this. She's like, hey, how do you feel about, women and body hair? Is it something that you got a problem with? Or would you just love them anyway? Love them either way, regardless of what they got. And I just shook my head. And she's like, no, you just love them anyway? No. No, that would be like the noble answer. That would be the answer that the politically correct answer. No, not into it. I'm not going to fucking hate you if you have body hair, but I'm not into that old fucking body hair game with the ladies. I'm just not into it. And she's like, well, what the fuck? Do you have body hair? You are you fucking hairy? And I said, yes. Yeah, I am. She's like, well, you know, she's got to fucking shave her legs and shave her armpits, but you get to keep your hair. And I thought about that for a half a fucking second. And I said just immediately right there, I was like, you want me to fucking shave my fucking legs and pits? I'll fucking do it. I don't give a shit. You think I'm married to this? I'm not married to this fucking body hair. It's just fucking hair. What do I give a shit about it? I'll shave my fucking legs in a fucking heartbeat. I'm telling you right now, ladies, here it is. Here it is. I'm putting it right on the fucking table. Hey, if the fucking deal is, hey, Chris Johnson, I want to fucking go out, but if you want me completely hairless, then you got to be completely hairless as well. I mean, we're not talking about head. You can keep your fucking eyebrows. You can keep your fucking eyebrows. Keep the hair in your head. I'm totally into that shit. And the same will go for me. Keep the fucking brows for me. I'll keep my brows. I don't want to look like a fucking seal. Not the singer seal, although he might kind of look like a seal as well. But eyebrows, hair in the head, and, you know, the occasional stubble. So if there's like a fucking contract in place, if there's a contract there, the lady's like, look, I really like you. We're going to fucking date. You know, where's your W-2? You know, you kind of go over all that, you know, because people, when you look at me, you're going to fucking want to know that I got my shit together. Because I'm kind of a fucking mess. And if you've listened to the fucking podcast, you're going to want to know, like, this guy's got to take a fucking physical. Can he fucking keep up with the lady? You know, whatever the fuck. So there's a lot that will probably go into that decision. Another thing is, like, body hair. If the deal is like, look, I'm a fucking lady. I don't really like shaving my fucking pits or my legs all the time. But if you want me to do that, you're going to have to do it as well. I'm going to fucking sign. I'm not even going to give it a fucking second thought, okay? I'm not going to give it a second thought. I will fucking shave all of it. I don't care. I'll fucking go get waxed with you. What do I care? I mean, there's hair like all over your body. Like, do I really care about the hair that's on my ass? Like, what dude cares about that? Like, dudes, seriously, if you're thinking that I'm fucking crazy right now, like, what do you give a shit? Like, oh, you can't take the hair off my ass. Why? What are you using it for? You don't even see it. How often do you even look at your ass? I mean, if you're like me, I mean, every now and then, you know, you're taking a shower, you fucking turn around, you take a glance, you're like, ooh, look at that, man. You're looking tight. You're looking tight, son. But that's just me. You know, I glance at it from time to time. I never look at it. I never look at my ass in the mirror and think, like, this looks good. But if it was hairless, it would just look so much worse. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'll shave my fucking chest. I already shaved my fucking balls. I did it the other day. Balls are fine. And I gotta be honest with you too. I already shaved my fucking armpits. I don't go fucking full on razor and shaving cream to the pits. But I take a fucking electric razor and I fucking probably trim that shit every fucking week or two. Armpit hair is disgusting. It smells. And if you're gonna put fucking deodorant on, I don't want my fucking deodorant fighting with the fucking pubes under my arms. It's a fucking fight. You're not gonna win. You know why I don't fucking shave everything now? Because it's a pain in the ass. I don't know. The cats don't give a shit. The cats don't care. The cats aren't going to kick me out of bed if I go in there and my fucking chest and legs are hairy. But a fucking woman might. And judging from this conversation, it's on their minds. It's on women's minds sometimes. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care. I will shave whatever the fuck you need me to fucking shave. Here's the deal, though. You're going to have to help me out because I can't fucking take care of my back. You think I like my back hair? You think I like this fucking angel's wings that I got going on back there? Every fucking time I go fucking swimming in the summertime with my cousins, take the shirt off, they're like, woo, look at this fucking bear. It's gonna have to be a fucking joint effort, but I am not married to any of my body hair, and I don't know who the fuck would be. I don't like body hair in general. What the fucking, who gives a shit about body hair? And isn't it fair? Isn't it fair? Let's be fucking feminist. Isn't it fair, dudes, that if you want your fucking lady to be hairless, shouldn't you be as well? Unless she fucking likes the hair. Look, if she likes the hair, fine. And if you like the hair, fucking knock yourself out. Who gives a shit? But if she's gonna be like, well, dude, fuck this, man. You're gonna need to be hairless too. Then let's do it. Let's fucking party. Let's fucking do it. We'll do it. If you care, you're a fucking pussy. Have your fucking lady help you get the fucking hair taken care of. I'm into fucking whatever. But you know what? It might be the reverse too. Like if some woman's like, dude, you gotta fucking grow that hair out on your balls. Like get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Fucking hairy balls. You can't even fucking see them. I don't want to look down and wonder where my fucking balls are. I don't want to sift through the brush. You're going to fucking start a brush fire down there. It'd be like the fucking wildfires in California. It's a fucking arid climate down there. You cannot have that shit ready to fucking start a brush fire at any time. Men or woman. Men or woman? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Man or woman. You got to fucking take care of it. Take care of yourself. Groom. I'm putting it on the table right now. Chris Johnson will shave his entire body for, you know, the right woman. Or any woman or the right dude. Fellas, I'm open for business is what I'm saying. I'm all in. And I'll be back too. Every Sunday and Wednesday. I got new episodes every Sundays and Wednesdays. I'll keep you abreast of my hot, hot beauty tips. You can follow along on the Facebook timeline. Or my Facebook timeline. Not the Facebook timeline. Or the Facebook timeline. If you have a Facebook timeline and you're linked up to me, you can follow there. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram too at maybe 5 minutes. And you can follow every single podcast. Get all the episodes at Podbean website or the app. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.